In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Perhaps you were expecting, dear brothers, an old missionary with a long beard, willowed by the sun of the tropics, with a Czech dog uncovered by the dim climate. We would tell you, at the vigil, his whole stories and battles, both against the wild animals of the bush and against the no less terrible lizards, an African ganga. And here comes the unexpected, maybe the surprise. A priest, a simple priest, and young too. Yes, a simple priest. That is to say, a person set apart from the world and configured to our Lord Jesus Christ by his ordination. This is what a missionary is. What is the essence of a missionary? Another Christ, for our Lord is the eternal Word of God made flesh, the first missionary, the only, the unique, and true missionary of the Father. He came not to do his will, but the will of the one who sent him. From the distant lands, from where I have just returned, from Gabon, on the west coast of Africa, I will unfortunately tell you very little, because time is running out. And yet, how I would like to tell you about this place and men, both warm and hard, welcoming and hostile. And perhaps being around here helped you to get an idea of our mission and of these people who need us, who need you. May these brief words, I hope, resonate in your heart and lend you to help us through your prayers and your material support to plant the cross of Jesus Christ in Gabon. But where should I start? There will be so much to say. Shortly before my departure for Libreville, already 8 years ago, when our Prior General, Monsignor Vac, gave me his recommendation, he told me this sentence that remained in my memory and that I will be able to check very early. You will see, Canon, that this land is not Christian. Many people are Christian, but the land is not. If we deplore the loss of faith in the West, and especially on the whole continent, we must nevertheless understand that the earth remains Christian. How many martyrs have taken this Western land with their blood? How many cathedrals, how many churches sink their foundation into it? How many calvaries are scattered along our path? How many masses have been celebrated? How many rosaries have been recited for centuries? In Gabon, where missionaries have been settled in a stable way for only 175, none of this yet. There is still time for clearing. Clearing by the celebration of the Mass and the recitation of the Divine Office. The missionary must return and return this land, which, if it is not yet God's, it's necessarily to the devil. The devil, he is at home. and he makes it feel in many ways sometimes extraordinary. She is mine, who you will not have hit. I have been here since the beginning. Words that reveal demons during exorcism practiced quite recently at the parish with the permission of the Archbishop of Libreville. And this crisis of possession had awakened during the singing of the Divine Office in the midst of the complaint. "Tell them to shut up," screamed the possessed one. "If you will, if you still doubt the existence of the devil, come and see in Africa." A young Frenchman who came to Mass following his parents and dragging his feet had a radical conversion like this. As he was helping by holding the possessed, the demon told him, "Who are you? You do not even have face." And he made fun of him because the young boy was checking. Canonical life at the parish is an essential help to fight against the devil influence. This regular, orderly, balanced life, this family life, also helps us to get ready for, as they say over there, going down to the hood. The hood are the slums, slums which surround the parish, where you have to go find the soul, find the old moms who end their days in loneliness and misery, where you are trying to attract young people at the parish by offering them football games, by helping families or monitoring the health of the children. In general, the fathers are welcomed, especially when distributing wheelbarrows of clothes, medals, pictures, and rosary. This is often how we make the first contact with those who will come tomorrow to play mission, will join the catechism, return to patronage, and will be baptized. In almost 8 years of apostolate in Gabon, I had the great joy of doing more than 600 baptism. Other times, the reception is more hostile, either because of the influence of the hurricane churches, this Protestant sect that are growing like venomous mushroom, or because of the still very great influence of traditional religions, not only in the countryside, but also in the very heart of the capital. It is in the midst of this that one must go down to search for soul and tear them away, sometimes literally from the claws of the enemy. We better understand the effectiveness of a house blessing when a wizard blocks with his body the entrance to the house to forbid you from accessing one of the rooms and tries to chase you by all the possible ways. My dear brothers, have you houses blessed? Mixed religious practices are very common. We believe God, yes, of course, but God is far away, and your problem, our illnesses, are very present. Then we will see the Ganga, the wizard, the charlatan, who gives love falters, various potions, who always make people pay dearly, and who open the soul of these poor people, a door of the devil. Such is the reality, finally not very surprising, if we look at the history of the conversion of Gaul, for example. I admit I was wrong. At first, I thought that traditional religion was an anti-Christian religion, relics of old customs more or less harmful. I believed this until the day when I found myself face to face with one of these British priests, and so the hatred of these people for the true religion and the true priesthood. When I saw that this religion is not anti-Christian, but anti-Christian, and that the devil deserves his name of God's ape. I saw this priest rearing the sacramental stole with an upside-down cross. I saw poor men kneeling before him and kissing his hand as a sign of veneration. And I felt the hatred he had for my poor person. In Gabon, there are many practices, as they say, and the black magic that is exercised is really heavy. So you see, it is common that we find dismembered bodies victim of ritual crime, or of us to pour concrete on the confines so that the bodies are not dug up in order to recover relics. How healthy Mother the Church is truly the liberator of peoples. It is often during houses blessing that fetishes and sitters can be found and ordered to be destroyed. This is why this life of proximity with souls is so important. Souls must see the priest. They must see his authority. They must see who is the leader. They must have more reasons to trust the father, the right marabout, than the neighborhood sorcerer. The priest has to go home to these sordid huts where families cross into a common room on moldy benches on the floor where the old mother is dying on an old broken chair. The hot roof sheets caress your hair and the moist stagnant air keeps you from rising. The priest must bless these places, bless them with great waters, and already put the cross there. To come and go again, you have to go through a maze of alleys, often less than a meter wide, step over the garbage, canes, sewer drains, and sometimes cross flooded neighborhoods after heavy tropical rains. This is a daily life for your canons of Libreville, a life made of joy and trials, a life made of joy because it is woven with trials. In addition to this urban apostolate, your missionaries regularly go to the village in the bush to celebrate mass, carry the sacraments, and to catechize the children and adults. Each time it is a bit of an adventure in the heart of beautiful landscapes, rare walk, elephants, hippo, crocodiles, and sometimes panthers. It is a great honor and a great grace to follow in the footsteps of so many holy missionaries who have gone before us, our youth and your whole life to plant the cross of Christ in Gabon. Thank to your faithful prayer, especially to Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus, and your support, we already have the consolation of knowing that our sacrifice will not be in vain. We need your help. Our children need your help. They need schools, clinics, activities that take them out of the slums and pull them out of idleness. To speak in a very concrete way, I need $70,000 to complete our community house, which will allow us to welcome the vocation that God sent us, and $40,000 to create a summer and retirement camp at the gates of Libreville for the development and training of our youth. I know I can count on your generosity. May Our Lady of Gabon fill you with her blessing, you and your families, as she fills our priestly lives as young missionary in Africa, so be it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.